many businesses have got back to work under level three, sometimes not fully normally, but some, yes, restrictions remain for many others. It's enough to make you want to throw something. For our next guest, that's part of the problem. Lloyd Bombell is the co-founder of Sweet Axe Throwing, which has two sites in Auckland and Wellington where people can learn how to safely throw an axe and then compete with their friends. It's a bit like darts, only with a slightly more complex piece of equipment. Lloyd Bombell is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
I often walk past your Wellington site and sort of peer in the window and think that looks like fun. And of course, now that I officially can't do it, I really want to give it a go.
Well, hopefully it's not too long before we can get you back in there and throw some axes.
Who are your customers for the most part in normal times?
It is all walks of life. We are an over 18s venue, but we are starting to look at getting some of the younger ones in because we have thrown with younger family friends before, and that's never been a problem. But we have customers coming through all the way up to their 80s, actually. One particular customer stands out quite strongly. He was the great-grandfather of Buck, who came down for a stag do and actually came in second place. So axe throwing doesn't discriminate. It is for everybody, all walks of life.
There's a still image on our webpage, listeners, but I've been checking out your Facebook page. We'll talk more about the online competitions that have been going on. Checking out your Facebook page just to get a bit more of the technique going. What kind of axe are you using for this sort of competition?
So the axes that we use are just your standard hardware axe. In our shop, we tend to use the S-wing axes. It's a full metal axe metal handle as well, because they're quite durable. As you can imagine, they get hucked around quite a bit. If you don't know what you're doing, you might throw it a little bit wrong into the ground. That's perfectly fine. You spend a bit of time with us, we'll get you throwing it correctly, but we do want something that's a bit more durable. A lot of our league members then move across to like some wooden handle axes that they feel a bit more confident with. They're not going to be abusing the axes to the point where they break.
It is a little bit like darts in that you're trying to hit a target, but when you are releasing, is it more like fly fishing? Like, what's the wrist technique flying?
It's a full body motion for the throw. We encourage you to sort of step into your throw, use all your body weight, and by using your body weight, it takes strength completely out of the equation. And that's why it is for everybody. You have, very small people versus, big rugby players coming through. And no one has the advantage over the other. It all comes down to the technique. You're not flicking your wrist. You're just stepping in, bringing your arm up and over, using momentum, and sending it into the target.
But how do you know when to let go, or what angle to let go?
When you're pointing it at the target.
Right.
It comes down to a distance factor as well. And our experts have very trained eyes to be able to watch what happens when you throw an axe. And then how to make the adjustments for your next throw to get a successful throw into the board.
How did this become your experts? Yes, everyone's making the experts jokes. I got that. I was going to spare Lloyd that. He's probably heard it before, people. How did you get into this business in the first place? Was it a hobby for you prior to this?
It was. My business and life partner, Sarah, she heard about some axe throwing going on in Sydney where we're both were living previously. That popped up here about 5 years ago. So she got a group of friends together, got us to go down for a throw. It wasn't a birthday. It wasn't any particular reason to get together apart from getting together with friends. But down we went. That was the first axe that I've thrown. I used to chop wood a little bit, like not at any professional level, just to keep warm during the winter. So I knew how to hold an axe, but I did end up winning the tournament on the day. And upon leaving, they sort of said, well, they were looking for people to help out at the venue. So I sort of just jumped on board with that as a little, this will be good for the weekends, keep myself busy, earn a little bit of play money, and get to throw more axes. The longer I did it, the more I just fell in love with the sport and the community. So Sarah and I came over to New Zealand for a holiday at the end of 2015, and nobody was throwing any axes out here. So we absolutely loved it. We wanted a reason to stay. And we thought, well, let's bring the axes and see what happens.
How long did it take to take off as a business?
The idea popped into our heads at the end of 2015. It was about 2 years of thinking, planning, is this viable? Are we willing to uproot ourselves? But at the beginning of 2018, we came across, had a caravan toured around New Zealand for a while to find our location. Originally, Auckland was where we had our sights set because, it's the biggest city, got the population there. But then once we sort of came through Wellington, we really felt a connection with Wellington and wanted to, kick things off here. Plus, it's being the compact city that it is, everybody goes out to the same place in central Wellington there. And there's only like 2 degrees of separation. Everybody speaks to everybody, and that word of mouth travels really quickly. So once we opened up our doors in September, it just really rolled over. No worries at all. Business just kept picking up because everyone was, as you said, driving past it, walking past it pretty regularly down on Kent Terrace there. And then once people started going, if you've just been throwing axes and then you go to the bar afterwards, I guarantee you, you're going to be talking about how you were just throwing axes.
He used to go to the bar afterwards, not before. I imagine it's one of those sports.
That's definitely the way that we do it. You throw axes and then you go for a beer.
The order of precedence. Now, Sweet Axe is an affiliate of the World Axe Throwing League. How big is the sport as a competitive sport?
It's actually pretty damn big. It does get televised on ESPN now. There's about, but before COVID, there was at least 500 venues going on around the world. The World Axe Throwing League had well over 5,000 league members. So when you join up with the league, you become part of the little community that we have, either in our Wellington shop or our Auckland shop, and you are playing off against each other. But all your results do get uploaded onto the World Axe Throwing League app, and you can actually check out your stats, see how you've been going, see how you've been progressing, and actually compare yourself to a bunch of people all around the world. All 5,000 are up there, and you can just sort of click on anyone's name and see how they've been doing.
So with the lockdown, this is where things had to get a bit creative. How have you been able to keep competitions going?
Well, what happened was as soon as the lockdown sort of went underway, Wattle did start to get onto a quarantine axe throwing league. Primarily the sport is over in the United States and Canada, so it's quite a bit of a time difference for us to get involved doing any sort of live matches. We did have the opportunity to be able to record a ghost match, which basically means that, you set your phone up or your camera, you throw your 10 throws down at the target so that people can see that, they are the 10 throws, and then you submit that and it just plays off against somebody else. But that wasn't really bringing the people together, and that's what we love most about axe throwing is building a community and hanging out with people making new friends. So whilst we were unable to get involved live with the North American factor, there are a number of axe throwing venues across Australia and ourselves here. So we decided to put on an Australasia Cup and get that going. Our second week was Anzac Day, so an Anzac competition went ahead. And we had players from Perth, Queensland, Sydney, Brisbane, Canberra, Auckland and Wellington all getting involved. And actually one Australian over in Canada as well, who decided to stay up till about midnight and start throwing with us.
It's tricky though, isn't it? Because different venues, I was watching the indoor-outdoor thing, and I'm sorry, I can't hear the names because I'm listening to you, but there was one woman, actually, a competitor, who was throwing indoors and then someone else was throwing outdoors and there was a rain-affected target. Does it make things slippery?
Yeah, well, that is what's happening at the moment. The level playing grounds are a little bit wonky depending on people's ability to set up targets. Being under level 3, it was the first time that we were allowed to actually go back into the venue for last week's tournament, so we did host it live out of the venue. But for the previous 2 weeks, I've been throwing it in my backyard, and I'm up on a hill, so our backyard's, you know, pretty much consisting of very small platforms that go down a rather steep cliff. So it's a little bit tedious, a little bit, you have to be a bit creative on the angles which you use to try and make it all work. We're not too concerned about the results at the moment. What we're doing right now is just really pulling the community together and making sure that everyone knows that, you know, we are still here and that as soon as we get the go-ahead, the doors will be open again and it'll be axe throwing as usual.
What do people love about it? You mentioned the camaraderie, but, you know, you can do 10-pin bowling, you can do darts, you can do all sorts. What's the thing you get out of throwing axes?
Once you get that first thunk in the wood, it's very addictive. It's very satisfying. It's just back to basics. It's very simple. And it can take people, you know, a fair few goes before that it gets in there. But once they throw it and it lands into there, especially if they hit a bullseye, you should see their eyes just widen up and light up. It's quite a rush, as simple as it all is, just very satisfying. It also, you know, it's quite a nice catharsis if you've been having a bit of a rough week. You come down, you can just let it all out in a very safe, controlled sort of way, and get on with your week.
Firing range with axes. You wonder how it began. I imagine, was it a couple of lumberjacks back in the day, just, you know, it was Smoko?
It does originate back to an old lumberjack name up in Canada. Yeah, yeah.
Does he have a name?
It's origins. Sorry?
Does he have a name?
No, not that I'm aware of. Like, he wasn't a particular lumberjack.
Right.
The current inception of the axe throwing that we have, that was, again, back in Canada. Not so much a lumberjack, but a out-of-work actor and/slash bartender. He started running axe-throwing league in his backyard, just with his friends. And then, you know, people started peering over the fences and more people got involved. And before he knew it, he had a whole bunch of venues starting to span across Ontario.
I hope it's not long, Lloyd, till you're fully back in business. Lovely to talk. And in the meantime, people can get on the Facebook page and see some of those creative contests that have gone on. Good on you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, jump on the Facebook page, check it out. We actually, you know, as a way of, you know, getting us kick-started again, we do have vouchers for sale. If you buy a $100 voucher, you can get $200 worth of value. So it's a real good way to support us, to, you know, prepare us to get ready to get throwing axes again and get yourself a bit of a saving before you come on down with your group.
All the best. Lloyd Bombell of Sweet Axe Throwing. And yes, he is an expert, in his own words.